Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. With having only one leg, it severely limits what I can do around the place, so a lot of my time is spent in front of the idiot box or the TV. I'm pretty selective about what I watch, and I like Channel 130 on Suddenlink with all the old westerns and sitcoms. I like sports in the morning programs on Channel 3 as well. A while back, I tuned into the Little League World Series for 13 to 14-year-old girls and was very impressed by their skills. They batted, fielded, and threw like the pros. A few days later, I tuned into the boys of the same age and was favorably impressed by them also. We hear and read about the huge mess of plastics and other waste floating in the ocean somewhere. I have what is probably a cockamamie solution to the problem. I lived in Olympia, Washington before I moved to Eureka in 1951. Olympia is at the end of Puget Sound, and there is, or used to be, a fleet of decommissioned freighters and other ships anchored in the sound. Here's my idea, goofy as it may sound. Why not take those ships, figure out some way of putting a pickup system on the back of them, and back them up to the floating mess and load it into the hulls, then take it somewhere and recycle what they can? As far as I know, nothing is being done about the pollution. Maybe it would work. Being a recycler, it never ceases to make me wonder how people who make their living from the ocean could pollute it like they do. I think I will get the address of whoever is in charge of this mess and send them this solution, such as it is. I wonder what goes on in the brains of those who are leading this country. We have resignations of people who have been accused of sexual misconduct and other crimes. Aren't they investigated before being nominated or named to these positions? Look at this guy who supposedly committed suicide a couple of weeks ago. Supposedly. Sounds fisher to me. Now we have some folks who want us to purchase Greenland, a country that is not for sale, according to the owner country, Denmark. Whose bright idea was that? According to what I heard on KINS News the other morning, the cost would be $16 or $17 trillion, or several times the amount of money to run the USA for a year. Many, many years ago, my grandpa was elected to be a representative in Idaho's government. He served his term, maybe two, and went back to his wheat and dairy farm. I think we need to get back to letting the people run the government instead of these lifetime politicians. I know it's more complicated than it was then, but background staff would be helpful in keeping the representatives informed. Of course, they may be just as goofy as the lifetime politicians. As I said last time, drive carefully around the schools. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.